what I had found is let your mobile traffic go to a text sales letter and your tablet traffic go to a text sales letter and let your desktop traffic go to a video sales letter. And by doing that, we found that the conversion rates just went up significantly, went from, say, where it was converting at 0.8% to like 1.5% total for all different device types. Like, you get huge boosts in conversion rates.
This is The Fighting Entrepreneur, the podcast dedicated to entrepreneurs looking to change the world. Learn how to start, build, and scale a business in today's highly competitive business environment. Here's your host, The Fighting Entrepreneur, Anik Singhal.
What's up, you crazy fighting entrepreneurs? Welcome back to another episode of The Fighting Entrepreneur with your favorite person in the whole wide world, Anik Singhal. And I am here today with an awesome guest. We're going to talk about how to make $1 million a year with a $35,000 mastermind where you actually do less work than if you have like all these products and all these things. This is a personal interest of mine. All right. I'm treating this as a consult session from someone who's making multiple millions a year, and he's going to help me craft an offer. The crazy thing is, I actually found someone who's in the exact same niche and the exact same topic, and he's awesome that he's willing to do this. So it's highly relevant information. You're going to want to take notes, and you're going to want to rinse and repeat what you've learned. Okay, remember, when we do these consult podcast episodes, you just pluck me out and pluck yourself in when we're talking. But before we do that, are you a member of learn.com? Come on, L-U-R-N.com. Listen, we're over 400,000 members now, marching towards our 10 million goal. We are creating a revolution amongst entrepreneurs. We are the home, the transformational home for entrepreneurs. So you either get to be a part of it, all right? Or you get to stand on the sidelines and watch this revolution walk right by you. So we know we can't trust the government to change the world. It's going to be us entrepreneurs. We got to stick together. So if you want to learn, if you want better education, and if you want to be able to connect with entrepreneurs all over the world, LURN.com. It's absolutely free to sign up. And there's tons of free resources and all kinds of new features coming out. And then also remember, AnikPodcast.com, AnikPodcast.com. Leave me a review, please. All right. Over at iTunes, leave us a great raving review so that we can get this podcast out to more and more people all over the world. And every week I pick random winners to win cash, to win swag, to win calls with me, but you got to leave a review at iTunes. All right, without further ado, I really want to introduce to you our guest today, Stefan Georgi, who is, I'm going to go out on a limb and say here, arguably one of the best copywriters in the world. Now, you know, me saying that, it's got to mean something, right? You guys know I'm like the most critical when it comes to copywriting and copywriters. And here's the thing. I'm going to say something. I'm going to go on a limb here. And so, Stefan, please do treat this as a compliment. It's meant to be. I've been out in the world of copywriters. I've met so many copywriters, especially over the last few weeks. I've been interviewing a lot for copywriting, for Copy Chief, as of the time I'm filming this. Copywriters are weird. Like, they're seriously strange. Stefan's laughing because he knows they're strange. Something's not fully up there. Like, they're just weird. As great as they communicate in writing, it's almost like they're socially a little awkward in person. He's not. Stefan is awesome. No ego, no arrogance, just down-to-earth guy. And here's how we connected. Let me tell you, I always love when I start to hear about people, right? You hear about someone here and you're like, oh, what's that? No, you don't really look into it. And then like a few days later, another friend of yours you really trust, they mention the same thing or the same person or the same product. Then 3 days later, someone else. And then a week later, someone else. And that's how I know, okay, whoa, something's happening. I got to get on, figure out what's going on. So a good mutual friend of ours, Mike Bontempo, who's been on this podcast many times, I was telling him about my plans in the copy world. And he's like, hey, do you know this guy, Stefan Georgi? And I'm like, man, here we go again. I'm hearing this name again. So it turns out I should have known him already and I should have been following his work. Over $700 million in copy or in sales created by him, by his copy, for him or his clients. His mastermind members together are doing over $1 billion a year. That's some serious, serious numbers. So he's here with us today. Here's why I'm so shocked. I put up a post on Facebook, this is months ago now, where I said, hey guys, I'm trying to build a mastermind group in the copy funnels, you know, conversion world. And I want to learn more about who's out there that's doing a lot of really good things with, you know, high ticket, super ticket, $30,000+ offers. And Stefan replies. So I was excited, but I messaged him and I said, hey man, I don't know if I could, I don't know if you want to help me. He's like, well, why wouldn't I want to help you? I said, well, because I kind of want to build something like what you have. Right. And he's like, I don't care. I'm like, so you'd be willing to come on and share all your, spill all your beans and allow me to copy what you're doing in the same niche? And he's like, yeah, man, it's a big enough pool. It's all good. And that to me, Stefan, says so much about you, my friend. Thank you for being such an open, honest, and genuine person and offering to do that. It really means the world to me. Thank you for being on this podcast as well.
Yeah, man. Thank you for having me. That was an awesome intro. I go on a lot of podcasts and you've got better energy coming out already than I've heard in a long time, man. So you got me extra amped. I was already really excited to get to chat with you and that energy you brought it. So yeah, I just can't wait to kind of dive in here.
Thanks, man. All right. Well, awesome. Well, listen, I definitely want to hear a little bit about your story. And then what we're going to do is we're going to turn this into a consult session. I will explain to you and to the audience what I've built, what I want to build. And I'd love it if we can come up with a roadmap of how I go from here to there. But before we do that, Stefan, we do have a bit of a tradition here at the Fighting Entrepreneur. If you could raise your right hand and repeat after me. I, Stefan Georgi.
I, Stefan Georgi.
Do solemnly swear.
Do you solemnly swear?
To tell the truth and nothing but the truth.
To tell the truth and nothing but the truth.
And reveal all my mastermind secrets.
And reveal all my mastermind secrets.
Awesome. All right. Thank you so much, man. And just for everyone who's listening, we're not going to talk about as much about one topic that Stefan's obviously the best at, right? Which is how to write great copy. But at the end of the interview, we're going to have Stefan give away his URLs, his newsletters, wherever, so that you can tap into his stuff because he's got some amazing training on that. Lots of stuff, which is free also, which I've seen and I've loved. So Stefan, before we get into what I'm trying to do so that everyone listening can then put themselves in place and then everyone can envision and visualize their own $35,000 mastermind, I want to know. Most copywriters always have weird stories. Like I was just telling, I interviewed Jake recently, and I was telling him, Jake Hoffberg, and I was like, you know, I met a copywriter recently who literally was a rocket scientist and then became a copywriter. I met a copywriter recently who was an elevator construction expert. I'm sure you know who I'm talking about. And it's like, how do you fall into copy? What's your story? Were you a copywriter always? You know, how did you fall into copywriting?
Yeah, it's funny, the rocket scientist thing, because in 2011, my dad called me an unguided missile. And what he meant by that was the fact that I had just sort of been floating around different jobs, never really held anything for more than a few months, felt like I was sort of lost for a lot of my professional life and my career, and kind of fell into copy pretty coincidentally, not even pretty, very coincidentally, and almost like a fate type thing. So in 2011, I was teaching at an outdoor school in Marble Falls, Texas. I was in a double wide trailer with six other trailer mates. I was getting paid $200 a week. And I did get to have free like board with a trailer, and I got to eat camp food. Like, so they provided food during like session. But basically this place was like an outdoor ed school where during the spring and the fall, kids from all over Texas would get shipped in and you would teach them classes about water quality or astronomy or living off the land or like Texas history, whatever it is. So doing that, I felt like this was my calling. I'm going to be an outdoor ed guy for the rest of like my life, which was very, in its own right, unexpected because I'd done other things, but I was just really enjoying myself. Then I found out my dad had cancer. Like, it was very sudden. Like, I got a phone call in like May of 2011. You know, your dad's got cancer. It's stage 4 liver cancer. He doesn't have much time. And I went back home to San Diego, where I'm from, to try to be with my dad and help my mom out for the kind of final months of his life. So, and it was around that time that my dad called me an unguided missile, which was, even at the time, a little bit annoying. It's hard to be annoyed at somebody who's dying, right? But like, it was annoying in that I'm like, I don't know. I feel like I found something, but now I had to come back and do the right thing and be a good son and all of these things. But I got his point, because before that I'd worked in phone sales for a for-profit college. So like in a call center doing 200 plus calls a day. I worked in like a movie theater, you know, in the box office and the concession stand. I'd done door-to-door stuff, fundraising for political campaigns. Lots of random odd jobs, like you name it, I kind of had done it. And but I felt like this was what I was going to do before my dad got sick. So anyway, he's sick. I'm at home. I'm trying to figure out how I can make money while still being, you know, at home every day with my family. And I Google like how to make money online. Like, I actually Google that, which is hilarious because my wife actually Googled how to make money online. And that's how she got into online marketing too. And the reason this all is going to tie together is after my dad died, I went to Las Vegas to kind of blow off steam, maybe about 6 weeks after he passed. And I'm at a poker table in Las Vegas. A girl comes in. I think she's attractive. Somebody says, hey, well, she sits at our table, which is awesome. Somebody asks her, what do you do for a living? She says, I'm a writer. I want to talk to her. So I say, what kind of writer? And she says, I'm a copywriter. And I'm like, cool, copywriting. That's so awesome. I have no idea what copywriting is. Yeah. I have like my iPhone 1. I Google like, what's a copywriter? Kind of get like the most, you know, rough, crappy Google answer of what it is. But it was enough for me to keep talking to her. And basically after that, I ended up taking a job in South Florida. She comes for a weekend, but doesn't leave and because I didn't want her to. And after a while, I'm making $200. I'm out in the sun every day, working 10 hours plus, doing this outside sales job. And I'm coming home and she's in her underwear drinking beer and she made $1,000. And I'm like, well, I want to do what you're doing. I want to try this copywriting thing out. And so I asked her, do you think I can be a copywriter? She said, I think you can. I kind of swiped one of her sales letters, put up a thing on a site called Warrior Forum, which I don't know if it's still active or not these days, but they had a kind of like a classified section. The first sales letter I ever wrote was to hire me to write your sales letter. I charged $149 per. And when I woke up the next day, I had $298 in my PayPal account. Two people had hired me. And that was the first time I ever got paid as a copywriter.
That's so cool. Hey, you know what's crazy? You and I have that in common. The way I found the internet was I went to Google. I typed in how to make money. And this is, I did this 17 years ago. This is when Google had just come out and they still had the auto suggest fill in. So I actually didn't care about online. That didn't make any sense to me. I typed in how to make money and they auto suggested online. And I was like, well, okay, sure. Google knows more than I do. Give it a shot. It's crazy. And you said Warrior Forum. I actually was on a forum called Ablake, which is no longer around. It was more of a chat board, rest in peace. That was my home for a while. So awesome. Well, crazy. Okay, so that's how you become a copywriter. And then you've gone on to sell over $700 million worth. Like, what was the time between you getting your first 200 some dollar day as a copywriter? When was that? And then until you're like Stephen George I, Mr. Copywriter, like champion.
Right. Yeah, so that was, you know, 2012, early 2012 that I went out on my own. And because I quit my job after the PayPal thing, right? As soon as I realized I can make money online, I was like, I'm out, quit my job. It was not as glorious and glamorous as I thought it would be. There's times where you do well, but when you're freelancing early on, there's times where you're struggling to pay the bills or you have crappy clients or there's a drought or whatever, all that stuff happens. But in 2014, I got hired again off Warrior Forum by this guy named Yi, who was in Romania. And basically I was charging $497 a sales letter at that point. He sends me $1,000 via PayPal and he says, just make it really good. And I'm like, oh shit. Like, you know, I don't know if I'm allowed to cuss on this or not. If not, we can edit it out.
But yes, we're talking.
Okay. So, you know, I'm like, I better make it good. But he also was like, if you want to talk about it and talk about the project and, you know, feel free to hit me up on Skype. And normally when somebody does that as a client, it's kind of a red flag because you're like, oh, they want to micromanage. They're going to ask for updates all the time. But this guy had paid me way more money than anyone else had paid me for copy ever. So like I did it and I hit him up and I talked to him and this guy started giving me resources. He started talking about how sales copy follows a similar structure all the time. He started talking to me about a unique mechanism, which is sort of a differentiator in your copy, started sharing all these things. And so I wrote this letter for him. It did well. He was working with another guy who they're in the survival space. So they were selling like aquaponics systems and DIY, like guides on how to make your own survival systems, things of that nature. And they both started training me. They started giving me more resources, more assets, telling me to study copy, doing all these sorts of things. And so that's where I started to actually get pretty good. And then Yi left that partnership, partnered with another guy in Romania to do like a health publishing company. So doing informational products on all your alternative guides to managing blood sugar or improving memory or whatever, that kind of stuff. And basically we had a deal in place where they believed because copy is kind of formulaic that I could write like a sales letter a day. And I'm talking like 6,000 to 8,000 word sales letters. And I'm like, that's like, you guys are crazy. Wow. Like you can do it. You can figure it out. And they created this whole structure for me because they're going after a Hollywood blockbuster model where they want to put out a ton of offers and just see what sticks. So they created this whole structure where if I wrote 4 sales letters, I'd get paid $1,000 per in a single month. If I wrote 8 sales letters, I'd get paid $2,000 per in a single month. And if I could write 12 sales letters, I would get paid $4,000 per in a single month. So basically, if I wrote 4 sales letters, I got $4,000. If I wrote 12, I got $48,000. And on top of that, there's these other bonuses and things that they would give me to where I could make $60,000 to $80,000 a month. And that was my first time ever having the opportunity to make that kind of money. But obviously, 12 sales letters in a month is pretty crazy, right? But I figured out this framework, this called the RMBC method. And this actually is very pertinent to the mastermind and the stuff we're going to talk about. I created this sort of framework as I was writing out all these sales letters that kind of made the process more automated and more of like assembly line, building blocks type of process to writing copy. And it enabled me to start writing copy really fast, and the copy actually did well. So these guys suddenly had 8 of the top 10 offers on a place called ClickBank, which is like an online marketplace. I'm sure lots of your viewers or listeners are going to be familiar with ClickBank. And at 8 of the 10 top offers, they did $100 million in revenue that year. They were nice enough to share the numbers with me so I could see what was happening. Then I realized I should be charging more. And I ended up leaving them, started a health supplement company in 2015. Second year, I scaled that to $23 million on the strength of my copy. The first year, I lost $200,000 and almost gave up because I thought I had no idea what I was doing. But figured that out, and then kind of from there started leveraging all that experience of, well, I've sold a couple $100 million with these guys. I've started this health supplement company that did $23 million and was able to, and I partnered in other supplement companies. I started just making a lot of money, figuring it out. And then in 2018, started really teaching and training more. And that leads us to where we are today. And I am still actively writing. So I've got right now, I write for the guys who do VShred, who they're scaling, they're on a rate for about $200 million this year. They did $120 million last year. Oh. So I have a bunch of their winners, right, that I wrote. So those do $10 million a month sometimes. So that's great. And I've got other guys who are doing $3 million here, $5 million a month here. I've got my own offers that are doing a few million a month. So my copy's probably grossing about $20 million a month right now. So over the course of 12 months, right, $240 million. And that's how, because you're like, how the hell do you get to $700 million? And it's by, a lot of it's getting lucky and having the right clients. And now that I'm doing all that, it helped me to leverage into the mastermind, and we can kind of get into it from there.
That's awesome, man. What an amazing story. Congratulations on all your success. And
thank you.
I just love a good entrepreneurial story like that.
Right.
All right. Enough about you. Now it's about me.
Let's do it.
Okay. I'm going to use this
much
time.
More interesting.
I really do want to use your time. I want to respect your time, and I want to use it very wisely here. I'm looking, okay, good. We got enough time. All right. So everyone, here's the deal. Just because I'm going to talk about a certain topic and we're going to talk about certain prices, I want you to keep your mind open, because what we share today may not be relevant to you at the very moment. Cause some of you are going to say, oh, I can't start a $30,000 mastermind. First of all, stop thinking like that. Secondly, maybe you can start a $5,000 mastermind. Maybe you can start a mastermind in 6 months, but the knowledge should go. So, Stefan, let me give you a briefing on where I am. Okay. I love teaching newbies. It's been a big passion of mine. Learn is all about mass and getting out to the masses and bringing information and education to those who are just dreaming of being entrepreneurs. I will admit it can get a little draining sometimes. I have not been teaching what an opt-in page is for 16 years. And although I can do it in my sleep, I have access to so much more knowledge. So for example, I'm a principal in 7 different companies. Collectively, we do probably about 35 this year. We'll do about 35, maybe up to 40 million in revenue. I have a nonprofit. I have lots of investments. So there's so much stuff I do that's so much higher level than, here you go, opt-in page, email, which of course is still the fundamental way I'm making all my money, by the way. But sure. So this year, going back, everyone who's listening knows my copy story. I'm passionate about copywriting. I have an ongoing joke, and that is the easiest way you can ruin my day is show me bad copy. It literally takes me 2 hours, 3 hours to recover from bad copy. I've been known to throw things, and it's just because I have a deep passion for copy. And I know, I don't even have to say, I bet you you're the same. I just know it. Most great copywriters are. And so I want to teach more of it. And so I've been thinking about it for years. I put out a program called Copywriting Academy. It was $1,000 in 2017. Everyone told me, dude, no one wants to learn this stuff. This is going to be boring. No one's going to buy it. I went on to sell like 4,000 copies of it. It ended up being one of my more successful programs. And then this year, I released my dream project I've been wanting to do for years. It's a community, continuity, membership site. And it starts with a challenge, $97 for a 21-day challenge where my promise is I'll turn you into a better copywriter than 80% of the world and in 21 days. And of course, bold promise. And I can tell you most people that have been through it now come out the other end and say, oh, okay, yeah, I believe it. Wow, that was amazing. We've had 1,100 people go through it. That was just from my email list. I've not turned on any traffic yet. That's turning on in a few weeks from the time we're recording this. Maybe by the time this releases to the public, my traffic for that campaign is already on. Soul feeding wise, it's my opportunity to train and teach something a little bit higher level. I want to talk about funnels. I want to talk about conversion. I want to talk about copy, hooks, and you know how to write copy. So now what happens when you join this challenge, it automatically turns into a $197 a month after the 21 days. We are now 3 months in. The data and the numbers are epic. I'm talking data as far as like customer value, 30 day, 60 day, 90 right. day. And what it's showing me is, oh my God, I can turn ads on for sure. It's going to be hard to lose money on this funnel, which is great. But I don't actually have anything beyond that. Right. But I have an amazing funnel that's going to bring me email leads. It's going to bring me $97 buyers, and it's going to have a community, and they're paying me hundreds of dollars a month. And I don't have any ascension, I guess you would say. One of my challenges, one of my problems is whenever I come up with and I ascend and I come up with like the 7,000, 10,000, 15,000, 20,000, I tend to complicate things. I tend to make them, you get this and 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 you get this. And two things happen. One, it's a lot of work. And so I end up falling out of love with it. It's too much work. I can't keep up with it because I gotta also grow, learn, right? In the end of the day. The other thing is I actually feel like I hurt the customer. Like in some way, maybe I set up bad expectations, maybe they get overwhelmed. So it's not worked well for me. So to this day, I don't have a mastermind. And I feel like I should. I have a lot to share. I have a huge network. Now we've started a mastermind in the Webinar Con brand and we're doing pretty well with it. We're slowly growing it. But I want to have one of my own. And I felt like this was the perfect opportunity. I'm going to be building this conversion-driven audience. So the first thing is I was thinking of doing something called Copy Incubator, which is a 12-week certification program, maybe $5,000, $6,000, $7,000. But then I still feel like there's this, like, you know, there's an opportunity for me, Onyx and Gall, to have a $30,000, $35,000 type of program. I'm going to leave it at that. Now that you know the background, put on your funnel or your conversion hat. Where would you take me? What do you think? And then in the process of that conversation, maybe we dissect what all offers you have and what you offer in those offers.
Yeah, for sure. And I think it'll help as I think about what I'm doing to then relate it to what you're doing for sure. So given what you're doing, I get the kind of 12-week boot camp, whatever you want to call it, right? To get people there at that mid-tier. The thing about what we did with Copy Accelerator is that we went high end right away, even though it wasn't 30,000. We launched it and we underpriced it, and that's its own lesson. But it was mostly leveraged from our own personal network. Because I think one question you have to ask is like, okay, like how many? I'd rather focus on the highest end thing, the ultimate goal, right? The ultimate goal is you having a mastermind where people are paying 30,000 to 40,000 a year. Each member is paying that, and so if we're thinking about that. One of the immediate question becomes, how many people do you want to have like 1,000 people, right? Probably not. It's a mastermind. That would probably get very messy. So like, what's the goal? Like how many people do you really want to have in that? Do you think? And let's just start with that one broad question. There's some kind of other conditional things related to it.
I think about 30 to 40. I'd like to make, so I'd love for it to be like $1 million a year with very limited expenses. And so for me, that's like $1 million play money where I'll get to talk to more advanced people and hopefully not add a ton of work to my plate. But so yeah, 30 to 40 is kind of where my head thinks.
Cool. And as far as like the promises that you're thinking of, because going back to what you said, right, you're a principal in 7 different companies, you've got all these funnels, you have all these businesses working, and totally get, I'm actually the same way. I have a bunch of companies and all that. It's great. What do you think is the core promises, like, or the core value proposition that you'd want to have for your high-end mastermind, right? Is it how to build, like for Copy Accelerator, it kind of started out with training. Originally we thought it's like train your team members on how to write better copy. And we thought we were going to go after business owners and be like, there's a need there, right? Business owners have in-house copywriters. Their in-house copywriters aren't actually doing that great. We'll take your in-house copywriters and help them to improve their copy. But we quickly found that wasn't actually really what it was about. It was about how to create offers and funnels that can scale on cold traffic. And most of that is driven by copy. Because if you have bad copy, to your point, nothing else really matters. And the way you describe it, I just thought of this while you were talking. Like the way I feel about bad copy is I feel like when I see it, I'm like a kid who is coming down the stairs on Christmas morning and looks at the Christmas tree and there's no presents underneath. Like that's the level of disappointment in like my gut and my heart that I feel when I'm looking at bad copy. And so because of that, like we know it's important, but what you realize is what people really are looking for, it's again, how to scale offers on cold traffic. And so we looked at who does that serve? Well, it serves freelancers because they want to write copy that can scale on cold traffic. If they can do that for their clients are going to hire them again. Their copy is going to do better, which means they're going to have higher revenue numbers that they can point to. They can charge more money. All these reasons that it works for a freelancer. And obviously it works for a business owner because every business owner wants their funnels to do better. So if you can go from struggling to make 30 to 50 sales a day to making 500 or 1,000 sales a day, you know, that's a game changer for you. And if you can do that repeatedly for multiple funnels, and it does still work for employees of business owners too. So business owners want to put their employees in so that their employees can write better copy and they can create more funnels. And now they have multiple revenue streams. It works for everybody. So that was kind of our core value proposition. But I'd be curious to think, you know, given that, what do you think your core value proposition for a mastermind where you're charging the $30,000 to $40,000 range, what do you think that value proposition looks like?
So yeah, so let's talk about that because I don't know. And that's been one of my challenges. So let's, for a minute, let's remove Conversion Academy. Let's remove that whole shebang, right? Because in the end of the day, I mean, if I want 30 to 40, I don't need funnels running for that. Probably do that from just what we have. Okay, so I'm very good at funnels. I'm very good at creating offers. I'm very good at backend. I think backend's always been a really, really strong suit for me. You know, webinars, obviously, right? So we already do a lot of stuff with webinars. I think, ironically, I get a lot of questions and I'll get a lot of people talking to me about things like hiring and team structure and growth because we have, I mean, right now we have 50 people at Learn, 52, and we have another 17 open positions. We're going to be at like 70 people, which I know is not very big in, you know, the world of business, but in our space, typically companies don't really get to that. You know, I scale a lot in the sense of team members, but that's not my passion. And I'm not sure I'm really the expert on that. I think for me, it comes down to, it is kind of funnels, launches. Okay. There's another thing. It's like launches is something I just understand. There was a scene in Good Will Hunting when he explains why he can play the pianos really well. He's like, you know, when I see the keys, I see music. When I see a launch, I just get it. Like the psychology of how to get the affiliates excited, the psychology of how to get the people in your funnel pre-launched excited. So I think it's all about the psychology, the narrative of a campaign, the launch, a funnel, scaling, big on that. So I'm a big data person, a big number person. I know how to scale offers. So I guess I'm just talking out loud. Like I don't know what the shtick is. Minus, you know, just saying, hey, yeah, what you said, that's what I'm going to do. You know, I'm the offers guy, right? I don't want to just do that. But that is kind of, okay, so let's talk about what do I do in my company? Where am I the most helpful in my company? Could I run Facebook ads and Google ads and all? Yeah, I could, but it's not my expertise. We have a better person and a better team doing it. I come in, I plan a campaign. We call them campaigns in our company. So if we have a product release happening, I'm the one who comes in and plans it, comes up with the hook, the narrative, the messaging, the psychology, what is it? What's the hook and angle? How are we leaning into it? What's the pre-launch going to look like? What kind of video pieces are we going to put out? What are we, you know, what kinds of psychological triggers are we putting? Where are we putting them? And then all the way through the back end of that, I'll put that plan together, hand it to my team. And then my team knows how to execute on that. And that's the biggest contribution I bring to our campaigns in the company.
Okay, interesting. And let's think about your personal network first, which is vast. And people, because again, the easiest way it is, and I, this is a lesson for anybody listening, right? It's like growing your network is so vital and so important, because like the more powerful and strong your network is, the easier it is to do stuff like launch a mastermind. Mm-hmm. And by the way, one other thing I do want to point out too, I remember being at a mastermind, like a hot seat thing, maybe, gosh, 4 or 5 years ago, and somebody else was talking about their mastermind. And I remember thinking, well, I don't want to do a mastermind. I'm never going to do a mastermind. So like, I shouldn't, you know, why am I even paying attention? But I did. And I'm glad I did, because then like 5 years later, I'm running a multi-million dollar mastermind with a lot of moving pieces. So for people listening who aren't thinking about a mastermind right now, and maybe where you are on your journey is like, you shouldn't be thinking about a mastermind right now. That's totally cool. There's still a lot of valuable stuff happening in this interchange between the two of us. And I want to make sure people are listening and making a mental note and putting it in their kind of mental filing cabinet.
Absolutely.
But back to your network, because what do they want? Like, what are the pain points? Like, because we were wrong, right? Of Copy Accelerator, we were kind of wrong. We thought the pain point was business owners wish that their copywriters could get better training and be better at copy. And that is a pain point, but it wasn't like the pain point. But we it was observational too, though. It was like, we have all these friends who are running 7, 8, 9-figure companies and funnels and businesses, and they're always complaining about copy, and they're always needing help finding new copywriters and all of that. So that's what we observed. And again, we ended up tweaking our message. But one question would be, what are you observing right now, right? Are you observing that you have friends who are running 7, 8, 9-figure companies who have trouble with launching campaigns, who have trouble with the execution, right? What are maybe the specific pain points that those people are experiencing regularly that you keep seeing? And then that, of course, overlaps with your zone of genius and your passion, so that, you know, there's potentially an intersection there that's going to be valuable.
I like where we're going. So I actually do have something. I'm reminded of a time where I was writing a report so long ago. I wonder if I could even dig it back up. I forget the name of it even. It was called Profit 7 or Profit 700 or something like that. But it was about, okay, so my specific knack is I'm very good at coming into a company, especially in the digital publishing world. Let's just say mostly in the digital publishing world. And I'll look around and say, why aren't you doing this? Why aren't you doing this? So for me, for example, I have a friend. I'm not going to give names, but bless this guy. Great brand, big list, huge following. He's broke.
Yeah.
And I don't get it. It baffles my mind. I'm like, hey, you could do an affiliate promotion properly planned 2 weeks from now, make 200 grand like this. And he'll say, well, how this, that? And I'm like, no, hold on. You don't understand. I can literally come and draw this out for you. You'll have $200,000 in your bank account in 2 to 3 weeks. And then you can automate that. Bring someone in, bam, set that up once a month. That campaign's going. Oh, you have this product you can do. So I had actually written this thing where I was like, there are 7 ways for an existing digital publishing business with an email list and a brand to add to their business, to scale, to expand. And so one of the things I think I would be very good at is if there's a digital publishing business for me to come in, look around and say, well, boom, we can add these 3 things to your business right now, whether it be an affiliate driven launch, whether you be an affiliate, whether it be a continuity that they need, whether I come in and say, man, you need a low ticket offer because you're not bringing in enough buying customers. You need a low ticket offer to go to paid ads with because you already have these high tickets. Let's get more blood. Or why don't you have a high ticket? You know, where's your $2,000, $3,000, $4,000, $5,000 offer that we can sell with webinars? Or, hey, have you thought about having some, like you have a great offer here that could be sold on the phone for $5,000 or $10,000. Have you thought about adding that? That is an area where I think I'd have a lot of fun. And I'd bring a tremendous amount of value to people.
Yeah. I love that. And cause I can agree just anecdotally, like, I have friends who are doing $40, $50 million a year who don't have continuity, or they're not monetizing their data very well, or they're not doing phones, all the things you're saying, right? And a lot of that's on the physical side, but also definitely informational. I think generally people doing physical are a little more sophisticated because you have to be. Not always. There's tons of people who are crushing on digital. I'm not trying to, you know, be demeaning towards them. But the point being, you know, when you talk about that, I think about, yeah, like found money, right? Because there's so much found money for people that they're walking over, they're walking right past. Easy wins, because there's so many easy wins for people. And then to say like optimize, I don't know if you call it offers or optimize businesses, whatever it is. And what I love too is I love the 7 ways to scale and expand, because I think looking at it that way, it's like a framework almost. So like, here's my framework, right? In the mastermind, here are like the seven things that I'm going to teach you about, seven ways to like to get found money, to like increase your profit, not just your revenue. These are things that I've done in all of my businesses. Here's the proof about that. There's things I've helped all these businesses to do, and now I want to help yours do the same thing. And because of that, and because they are easy wins, like people will get such a tremendous ROI from joining that it becomes a no-brainer. That's what, because even with our mastermind, it's the same thing. It's like, hey, because it's a lot of copy stuff. And if your copy is better and your conversions double, then what business owner who's doing some scale wouldn't want to double their conversions, assuming that, you know, everything else stays the same, they're still profitable. But sometimes it's dumb things like they're selling supplements, and it's a one bottle, six bottle, three bottle, like kind of packages. And they have like the one bottle highlighted, and on mobile, the one bottle shows up first. And you're like, hey, if you just change this to show the six bottle, right, mm-hmm. that's being highlighted, like your average order value is going to go up by $30 or $40. And you know, they don't believe it and they do it. And you're like, but again, $30 or $40 on an average order value over 1,000 sales a day suddenly becomes crazy game-changing money, because you can acquire mm-hmm. more customers, you can put more money in your pocket. Point being, like, you probably have a great eye for all of those sorts of things. And I love that, because it is so actionable and then leads people to a very tangible ROI very quickly. That's what's cool. You can get people wins probably in the first month or two that they're in your mastermind. I mean, really like the first week, but I'm just trying to give you some padding here, right? Yeah. And if you do that, then once people have wins, then they're very likely to want to stick around for a long time and be very loyal. And what's really remarkable too, what I've noticed is people, even when you do that for them, a lot of people have short memories and they'll forget. So it's not like you teach them your secrets and then now they just always do it. There's always going to be new things, new problems in their business. And maybe it goes beyond the seven, right? Because there's always all kinds of other factors and variables, but you're a guy who generates ideas. You're a generator. And so having you ongoing as sort of a consultant, right, type of person that they're able to lean on, I think could be really valuable. I'm not sure how that feels to you as I talk about it, but I think that is very interesting.
I love it. It's exciting because it is highly relevant to funnels. It's still highly relevant to copywriting and conversion. And and it's unique and different from what we're doing in our webinar mastermind, which is called Webinar Wealth Club. It's you know, it's unique enough that actually I could see that a lot of those people might actually want to join this one as well. So that would be like my $35,000, right? Maybe I take the same pricing that you have, $29.50 a month. So let's put that aside for a second, because I actually really like that. And that's like my 30-ish thousand. I'm going to write down here because I want to talk about pricing. Do you think that I should go ahead and roll that out first, right? Because obviously it's going to take me some time. I'm going to want to put the framework together, some training, think about the launch plan around it and all of those fun things. Or should I already have, like you have two, you have the lighter version as well. Should I have a lighter version as well? Roll them all out at the same time? What is your thought there?
So I'll tell you what we did. We originally had platinum and gold. So the idea was they're basically exactly the same, but with platinum, you could get live feedback on calls with us. So we have like a weekly training call where we teach Justin Goff, who's my partner in the mastermind, either Justin or myself or both of us will teach for an hour and 15 minutes. And then, you know, if you're in gold, the call ends. If you're in platinum, you can submit copy and we'll go through it with you on the call and review it. And, you know, that'd be great. And there was a huge price difference. Even when we first launched, it was something, again, we drastically undercharged. We did like a soft launch at a little mini mastermind where we pitched it there. And I think for gold, it was like $12,000. And then platinum was like $24,000 or maybe even $28,000. And we had, you know, 20 people sign up for platinum, which was great. And a bunch of people signed up for gold. But then we realized interesting things that happened. We realized, first, we had a Facebook group where we weren't going to get feedback, but people kept asking for feedback in the Facebook group. So we just started doing it. We were like, all right, we'll just give people critique. So they can submit what they're working on, their copy, or need an eye, set of eyes on their funnel, and they can share it, and we'll give them feedback in the Facebook group. And I'll record a Loom video, or maybe sometimes we make comments on a Word document for them, whatever it is. And so because of that, platinum became not really that necessary. We still have people in platinum, but we very quickly stopped advertising platinum. We were like, we should just charge more for gold right? And then not have to do this extra kind of call after the main call. So we switched to that and sort of just did gold as our main thing. So then it was just gold. The platinum people who are legacy, they still have it, but the vast majority of people are in gold, and we raised the pricing up to, you know, 30,000 plus per year. The light stuff we only did a couple of weeks ago. We just had the idea because there's a lot of our mastermind is fairly aspirational. There's a lot of aspiring copywriters and aspiring business owners who, you know, really want to be in it, want to be part of the community, want to be going to the events, want to have that sort of badge of honor that they're a part of Copy Accelerator, but paying $29.50 a month or $30,000 plus per year is just tough for them right now. And so we realized, okay, what if we strip out some of the things from the main mastermind and we create a light version, we'll offer that and see who takes it. So we did a beta test. It was a week long. This was May 26th through June 2nd. So I mean, we just did it. We emailed our list a couple of times about it. We did two webinars and we had 47 people take it. And that was at $11.50 a month or $12,500 up front. We had like seven or eight people pay $12,500 up front. And we had, you know, 40-ish people sign up for the monthly. What's kind of cool is because we decided to close our main mastermind, Copy Accelerator. Like you can't, it's not open right now. You can't join, which is true. Anyone watching this or listening can't join Copy Accelerator. And the reason why is because of the feedback, right? Because if you are giving feedback in a Facebook group, and we want to talk about how you don't work a ton and how you we have to limit that because there's weeks where maybe 10 different people ask for feedback in a single day. And it's Justin and myself, so we're able to tag team it. And really it works out to like an hour a day, maybe of feedback. So it's like, it's not, you know, given that's a multi-million-dollar business that's primarily net profit, it's totally worth it. But what we don't want is suddenly it's 5 hours a day, 7 hours a day. We're just giving feedback all day long in a Facebook group. So, but what happened is because we closed it and launched Light, where you don't get feedback, now all these people in Light want to join the full mastermind. And we have a waiting list of like 30 plus people who are all like, hey, the second the slot opens up in your full mastermind, I'm ready to pay it. So that's a really interesting phenomenon too. But I'm sharing all that because we did it kind of backwards, right? We did our Light version, like our Ascension thing, like after we did the full price one. And that actually worked out pretty well for us. I think for what you're looking at doing, I could see the value in it for sure. And especially if you're building more intricate funnels. Like, and we launched a lot of what we did was launched on our networks and reputations and things like that. We did a little free mastermind the day before traffic and conversion of 2019. Yeah, it's crazy to think about. It was not that long ago. Had like, I don't know, 80 people show up, like standing room only because the room fit like 60. I had a bunch of speakers, ton of content. Justin talked, I talked, just killed it, gave away a ton of valuable stuff for free, then pitched our mastermind in the launch, went around talking to people. If you want to sign up, here's a form. And from just like that week of traffic conversion, we had 40 plus people who were committed to our mastermind. And then word spread. Wow. Yeah, word spread. People were talking about it. And by the time we went, by the time we launched like a couple of weeks after that for our first thing, I think we had, you know, 50 or 60. And then we did two live events per year as part of the mastermind. At the live events, we then pitched people who bought a ticket to the event to join the mastermind. And that's how we've gotten up to about 110 people and everything. So,
okay. Yeah. So I want to, that yeah, was a big part of my I know. Questions. Yeah. Yeah. There's so much there. I got to go.
I know.
We got to go totally. Back. Okay. So I'm thinking through this and I'm thinking marketing. So let's face it, right now, sending an email to my list wouldn't really be the right person, wouldn't be the right target demographic for
right.
getting into this kind of mastermind that I want to do. So I want to talk about this here. You did was it free? The one that you did before traffic and conversion?
It was free. It was like invite only though. It was like and it truly was a kind of like a, you know, networky, like, you know, who's who's going to be there type thing. So there's an air of exclusivity to
it. How'd you get the word out about that? Like, how did you market that first event?
So that was Justin's email list, because he did have an email list of a lot of business owners and high-level people in direct response. I posted about it on just my own Facebook, where I had like a network of people and a lot of business owners. And then there's a word of mouth, because the nice thing is tying it around something like traffic and conversion is people are looking for parties and events and things to go to. So once like people start hearing about how, oh, there's like a mastermind the day before and it's from these guys and you know, this person's going to talk who's spending you know, 8 figures a month in ad spend, and this person who runs like a 9-figure, right? All these people are going to be presenting. Then it becomes this big, not aspirational, but like a, you know, I got to get in the room. Like all these who's who's of the space are going to be in this room. I need to be there too. So yeah. Then it started spreading kind of virally, like word of mouth and things like that as well.
How many people were in the room?
About maybe 70 to 80.
So out of the 70 to 80, you got 40 of them to buy your mastermind?
Yeah, at the actual mastermind that day, it was probably like 15 or 20. But then over the next couple of days of traffic and conversion, people were like coming up to us about it. And then they were hearing about it from other people. And so it kind of spread. So by the end of traffic and conversion, about 5 days later, we had about 40 people.
Wow. What was the cost of it at that time?
At the time, it was $12,500 for gold, and platinum was, I'm pretty sure, $28,000.
Okay. So, I mean, that's a sizable chunk. What did you do during that? How long was that session? Was it an all-day thing? Was it an evening thing? Because that's a killer conversion. I want to know what you did at the event that made them like fall in love with you so much that they want to give you $20,000+.
Yeah, it was all day. Part of it was just massive value. Like I talked about all, honestly, Anik, like I did a lot of what you're talking about with these easy wins and found money. So it was all of these things that I had found in the last year because I'd run my own offers and do all this stuff. So it was like, you know, stuff about if you're going to run people have trouble with their video sales letters or VSLs converting on mobile traffic, right? So at the time, what I had found is let your mobile traffic go to a text sales letter and your tablet traffic go to a text sales letter and let your desktop traffic go to a video sales letter. And by doing that, we found that the conversion rates just went up significantly, went from say where it was converting at 0.8% to like 1.5% total for all different device types. Like you get huge boosts in conversion rates. Mm. Stuff about increasing average order values, stuff about split testing copy. I mean, all these things that were really actionable, implementable things that people were hearing that and realizing that they could implement into their business and that they actually would get a really fast ROI. And I've always been that way. I mean, going back to you asking me to come talk with you and me not being at all kind of like guarded is like, I'm always about just give away as much value. Cause what happens is there's always a percentage of people, you tell them everything and they say, great, like, can you do it for me? Or like, can I pay you to tell me more? Or, you know, whatever it is, there's always going to be that percentage of people.
I just want to pause there. It's a funny side story. I don't want to give the person's name away just because I didn't ask for their permission. There's a particular person known in our industry, and it's been almost a year and a half since I met this person, and they're very giving, super giving. I Facebook message them, I text them, I call them. They give me free consult sessions. I've offered to pay, and they're like, I'll just talk to you for free. And I asked them point blank once. I'm like, why do you keep helping me for free? Like, I'm willing to pay. Like, I don't get it. And I know that this person has masterminds and other things. I just really wasn't ready for that at the time. And he's like, listen, it all comes back. Don't worry about it. And I'm like, all right, but if you keep teaching me for free, I'm never going to need to pay you. And he's like, yeah, it works out. Well, I just cut him a $32,000 check the other day.
Yeah.
Because it was time for me to join the mastermind. Things worked out. It was the right time. And you know what? I didn't even ask. At that point, it was like, well, I know he has mastermind. I know what the cost is. And I messaged him saying, hey, where do I send the wire? That was literally my text was not, can we get on a discovery call and you pitch me? It was like, where do I send the wire? I know the cost and I'm ready to join. And I remember as soon as I sent that, I sat back and I'm like, son of a gun, you know, like it works. And so you're right. So, okay. So you did, that was how you launched at TNC. Then after that, I can't remember what you did before you said you started doing events. What was there something else in the middle?
So we launched at TNC, but the actual mastermind started like a couple weeks after that. In the interim, you know, Justin was hitting up his email list, which was a pretty small list at the time, maybe 600 people, but a good list because he has an application process and, you know, he vets people who join. It's the same thing I do. I basically copied him on that. So to get on my personal list, you have to like actually apply, answer questions. I even put something up on Facebook today, some guy who kind of gave me some.
I saw that.
Yeah. So
very, very angry. What did he say? My mother tried to kill me or something?
Yeah. And then like, stop asking all these effing questions to join an email list. But my email list is like super, like, I'm not trying to plug it, but it's just like, I go deep with value, right? I'm like, I'm pummeling value. I'm giving actionable stuff. So if I'm going to, like, I did an email about how much income I made last month and I broke down every source and went through it. But it's like, if I'm going to give away like my legit personal income number, like I have to like know who you are, right? You can't just be some random person. And it's not like my lists are all about, or my emails are all about make shit tons of money, bro. It's just that the point is I need to like be comfortable with people. Justin's the same way. So even though he only had a small list, you know, he was hammering them about me because he had to kind of get people more aware of who I am, who were on his list but didn't know who I was, and then the value of the mastermind. And then once people had signed on, then you have to kind of leverage that as social proof and get all the people who are going to be like, oh, me too. I want to join too, right? So when Natural Health Sherpa joins or Agora Financial puts 7 people in or, you know, Golden Hippo or whoever it is, as those people come in and these big companies that are known in my industry, like, you know, now I want to tell everyone about that and be like.
So did you ever do like a sales operation? Like, did you ever like actively call Agora and pitch them? Or is it just, hey, we're going to focus on just getting the word out. We're going to send emails. We're going to do events. And eventually these people just started coming to you.
Yeah. Agora, we emailed and we said, hey, we're doing this. We think you'd be a good fit. So we hit up like Joe, who's the head of Agora Financial. And then we pitched, you know, at the event. There was like, I did like a little mini pitch and had like sign up forms that like I passed out to people and stuff like that. But generally with the emails, it was, God, I have to go back and look. I'm pretty sure we didn't do calls with people. I mean, I would occasionally do a call. If somebody was in my network and they were interested and they wanted to go on a call and discuss, I would do it. But it was not a formalized sales process at all. A lot of it was going, like signing up and everything like that.
Ad buying, none of that.
No ad buying at all. Okay.
What about your events? How you do it? You said twice a year you do a copywriting event?
Twice a year. So the way we've done that is that that's like the event for our mastermind. So it's like our members, when you join, you get 2 live events per year. So we have that set up, but then we sell tickets. We're like, hey, you want to come sit in and, you know, kind of see what it's all about. The first one was roughly 2,000 a ticket. And then the most recent one in February in Vegas was like 3,000 a ticket.
Okay.
We actually price the tickets to be whatever the cost of a month in the mastermind is. Mm-hmm. And the reason we do that is because then we'll actually put them into the mastermind leading up to the event, which is really cool. So, and we had all these fears, like, will our members be pissed that we're putting all these random people in that, you know, may not stay. But what we found is that when people buy tickets, we put them into the Facebook group, they can come to the calls, we're giving them feedback. It's kind of a pain in the ass because the group swells to like 250, 300 people, right? Instead of like 100 people, yeah. Or 150 people now, whatever. But you're giving them a taste of what the whole mastermind is. They're basically getting to try it for free, except for they paid, you know, for the event. So they paid for a month of it. And then at the event, obviously you can do the whole thing of, and if you joined, you already paid for this event, you know, ticket to this event. And that was what a month costs. So what is credit that towards your first month of the mastermind, right? So then it becomes even easier because like, well, I'm getting a month free. Then instead of like wasting the money on a ticket, you know, no one feels like it's a waste. Now it's like, it just was an investment and they've already made an investment. It helps them to have already taken that first step. Let me just
say one thing. I just want to pause real quick. Sorry. Yeah. Guys, no, if you're listening to this, this is gold. Like, please, please, please be paying attention. You know, I had started, Justin, and when we started, I had said, you know, I had said, hey, we need to, sorry, I called you Justin. Can you believe that? That was because you called me had Justin said
because
that?
I told you. Yeah, I know.
Wow. That is a total subconscious. All right, 100%. That's a side story, guys. We had a little side chat going on and he told me about how someone called him Justin and I just call him Justin. So alrighty then, Stefan. Sorry about that.
Okay.
That is crazy how the mind works, I gotta tell you.
So funny.
But you know, I had told Stefan, I'd said, hey, I'd like to go 45 minutes, you know, 50. We're already 55 minutes in, and I'm like, we're not gonna stop. I got so much more stuff I wanna ask about. And you're really pouring out, man. So really, Stefan, thank you so much. And I want to be respectful of your time. Hopefully you're still okay for us to keep going.
Yeah, that's fine, right, man.
Awesome. The pricing strategy there, that's a copywriter pricing right there. That's the kind of stuff I do. And it's brilliant to price knowing so that when you offer, you could say, hey, you know, we'll just credit this. And you would be surprised and shocked at how well stuff like that works. People don't want to let go of free money. They don't want to let go of credits like that. But anyway, sorry, I cut you right off and then I called you by the wrong name. So I'll push it back to you, Stefan. What were you saying?
No, I was going to say, going back to a more formalized sales process for the events, which we still aren't running any like paid traffic to cold. We did some retargeting for the event in February, which Mike ran, Mike Buontempo, and it did great. I was just so shocked. I was like, God, I know retargeting is good, but then like found money, right? I'm like lazy about it. Yeah. We're running retargeting and it's like, you know, you're getting these $3,000 tickets and spending like $50 per person to get it. And you're like, wow, I should probably always do that from now on. But the way that for the events works is that people do have to apply. So that we have a whole sales letter for it, long form sales letter. Mm. And then they go, they scroll through, but they can't buy a ticket. They have to apply to attend. And then once they apply to attend, we then have Blake from our team schedule a call with them. He gets on the call. He talks with them, make sure that they're a right fit. And that is kind of important because sometimes like we really don't want somebody who's going to be a total a-hole or some, like everyone says it, but we really have actually told people we don't really want you at our event, you know? Mm. And so he's screening them. And if they're a good fit, then he's by, you know, taking their card and running it and they're getting their ticket. For the second event, we did have a link that was like, if you came to the first event, then you've already been pre-qualified, right? You've already gone through that. So you don't have to like go through that application process again. Click here and you can just buy your ticket. But that does help. And then obviously when Blake's talking to them and they're buying their ticket to the event, he can kind of be pre-selling them a bit on the mastermind, on the value, mm-hmm. what they're getting. So now they're sort of thinking about not just the event, but also the mastermind. And then from there, they get into the mastermind, right? They're getting to actually sample it. So there's that whole process there. So it is a little more formalized. And that's really at this point where we would drive most of our signups. Like, because we're full at the next event we do, which will probably be mid-October. Originally, it was going to be September, and with COVID and all that stuff got pushed back. We're not going to pitch full copy accelerator there because we really, at this point, don't want to get more members. And I want to talk to you about that because there's a scalability issue, which is worth discussing. But we can do the light version, right? Because the light version is infinitely scalable because there's no feedback. They can't really interact in the Facebook group, but they're still getting the trainings. They're getting all the content, the library of trainings. They're getting the two events per year, and which is a great deal for $12,500. And so we still have something to sell at the live events, but it'll be interesting. We may shift our sales process at that point, but so far that's kind of how we've done it.
I love it, man. All right. Awesome. So I'm going to summarize. Here is what came to me while you were talking. From a marketing perspective, if I put a goal out there that said, okay, I want to put, let's just say 40 for sake of math, that would give myself some room in case I miss my goal by 5, 6, 7 people. If I want to put 40 people into a program, the first thought that comes to my mind is that I could very easily do a virtual event right away if I needed to do it. We're doing one right now. We announced an event we're doing. And again, by the time this comes out, the event probably has already gone by, but we're doing a virtual event called WebinarCon and get some amazing speakers, do a massive action-packed, you know, value-packed event. And I don't know, probably only need a couple hundred people on live, 250, 300 max to be able to backfill my numbers of 40. But for me, I have said this before too. If I was going to do a mastermind, I want to work with people that are doing at least $500,000 a year. Right. That's the number at which I find they'll have an email list or an audience size or a budget big enough that I can come in and make an immediate sizable impact. And so I agree with you. Like if I'm building an email list right now, I can do email marketing and pick up leads for $5, $6, $7 on Facebook and YouTube all day long. But for this kind of lead, I'd be willing to pay $20, $25, $30. Sure. I don't care because just I know how valuable that lead will be long term. So in my ads, even I could say, look, don't even bother joining this unless you're doing, don't join my list. Don't join this event. Don't pay for the ticket for the event unless you're doing at least $500,000 a year because otherwise the stuff's not going to make sense. So immediately my head thinks to, then I could use my email list because at least I could tell my email list about the event. It's a virtual event. Worst case scenario, someone gets into the virtual event. Not going to hurt anyone else because it's a virtual event. And that would probably be enough really to get my 35 or 40. And then I love books. I love writing books. And so I really feel like there could be a book around this. I won't give the title. I have a title in mind, but then one of y'all is going to steal it. So I'm not going to give that title up, but, put a title and, put a book out again, run ads to it and build a really high-end list that I make people jump through hurdles to get into. And now I start at the highest level, which is my mastermind. And as that mastermind fills up, then I go to the next level. Like, okay, now my mastermind's full. I don't want any more people in it. Okay, what can I offer for this? And I've already got an email list to announce it to. And that virtual event for me would be fun. I would enjoy doing that virtual event, like I said, because the topics would be things I don't get to talk about, but that I'd really love to talk about, get to highlight the things that I do know. All right, in interest of timing, the biggest chunk that I wanted to talk to you about was delivery. What do you deliver? How do you deliver? What is it you found that people love? Because retaining, right? I want to deliver value too, but is it like, you know, one call a week enough? Do they have to come in with a bunch of coursework? Do they get a big physical package they have to go through? We'll talk about that in a second. Pricing is a question. How come $29.50 a month? That's a very specific number. That or $30,000 a year. Like, where did you come up with that?
Yeah, it was built up incremental, where we went from like $12.50 to $18.50 to $24.50 to $29.50. And we kept raising it because we kept realizing we were still undercharging, right?
Okay.
That's part of it. And there's a psychological aspect of, if I'm like $3,000 a month and you immediately go in your head and, oh, that's $36,000 a year. I'm like, well, you know, that's a lot. But if I say $29.50 a month and you're like, oh, okay, it's less than $3,000, right? Even though it's $50, there's a real, I mean, that's sure. A copywriter trick 101, right? But it's, but it works. We also wanted to kind of penalize people who are going to do pay monthly, even though 80% plus of your people are going to do the monthly. And we make it very clear, it's a year commitment. That's super important. It's not like you can join for a month and then quit, right? Like, it's if you sign up, you're committing to 12 months. That's really important, because you don't want people who come in for a month or two and just leave. Not only because of like your cash flow and stuff like that, but honestly, you're not going to serve them, right? You want people who you can work with for a year and really make those massive changes. So that we kind of like, we basically take whatever we want to charge like on a flat amount, and we look at, okay, well, like, what do we need to charge on a monthly to make like to where we think people will still pay it, but where it's enough of a penalty that it's kind of worth our time when somebody does drop out. Because on the monthly, like, people are still going to drop out. Our dropout rate's been very low and our retention rate has been really high. And we can kind of talk about that, and that'll get into the delivery. But it still happens. There's random people and, you know, everything from the hard luck stories. So knowing that that's the case, we do want to kind of penalize a bit and make them pay a little bit more per month over the course of, you know, 12 months than if they're going to just give us a check or a wire up front.
Got it. Wow. Okay. Awesome. So yeah, let's talk about delivery. Let's just say here I am. I just gave you my credit card. I went all in, $30,000. I'm now a member of Copy Accelerator. What do I get?
Okay, I'm going to answer, but I have one more point I wrote down. I really want to tell you this before I forget, because I think it's important. Just back to what your mastermind would be about, right? And kind of found money, easy wins, optimizations. And, you know, we're talking a lot about business owners, but I just think one important thing to note out is you're going to have a lot of people who are doing consulting and maybe also copywriters who are making, you know, $100,000, $150,000 a year, who may actually be a really good fit for your mastermind as well. Because if you can teach them how to recognize all of those things, right, where they can then become a consultant and they can go to other funnels and businesses that they work with, and they can share these wins with them and then get their clients' wins and make more money from that. Like, I think that that's really appealing. I just want to point that out, because it's kind of with Copy Accelerator and the fact that we thought it was about business owners, but we actually have had freelancers who were making $7,000 to $10,000 a month when they joined, and now they're making $50,000 a month. And so they're amazing. It's amazing, right? Life-changing for them. And we have a whole army of these people, and it's incredible. But they wouldn't have met like the 600,000 threshold yet, but it's because they got better at copy, but it's also because we taught them how to get more wins for their clients. So then they're getting these clients more wins, so they can charge more, they're getting royalties, all this stuff. So I just wanted to point that out, because like, that can widen your market potentially as well.
Very much so. No, I like that. Thank you. Thank you for that. Absolutely.
Cool.
Okay, cool. So yeah, so let's talk about delivery.
Yeah, totally. So when somebody joins, there's a couple of different pillars to it. One is going to be the weekly training calls, which is Justin or myself on Zoom talking and teaching on certain concepts that are relevant to scaling, creating offers that can scale on cold traffic. So it can be my copywriting methodology, RMBC, the same thing that I use to pump out 12 sales letters a month. Sometimes it's about big ideas. We've done calls on biggest needle movers. We've done like 4 calls on that, where it's almost like a hodgepodge of here's all of these things that, you know, you can do to an existing funnel to increase AOVs or conversions or revenue or whatever metric you have. We do stuff on upsells, Facebook advertising, email copy. So it's like a whole constant training. And not only that, they're all being recorded. So the second you join, you get the members area, which then is kind of organized pretty nicely to where it's like, here are the most essential 9 videos, right? Anybody who joins, watch these 9 recordings of calls, because it's going to give you my RMBC method, Justin's upsell framework, so the back end, and a few other things. And then there's calls on media buying, or not media buying, but rating for like Facebook ads, rating emails, like rating creatives. There's stuff on the needle movers. There's stuff on average order value, on closes, on all of these things. So you get this whole members area. That's all that stuff. You get the weekly training calls. Then you go into the Facebook group. And the Facebook group is honestly probably, funnily enough, the most important part of our mastermind. I say funnily enough because I always kind of discounted Facebook groups up until I started this mastermind. But it's hyperactive. And so as a full member of Copy Accelerator, you can submit anything you're working on, a sales letter, a funnel, you have a checkout page, whatever it is, and you can get feedback from Justin, myself, and the rest of the group. And that becomes extremely valuable because if it's a new funnel or a new sales letter or a new set of ads or advertorials and you want to get another set of eyes on it, right? To have Justin and myself go through and look at it and be like, you know, hey, this headline doesn't hit, tweak this, you buried the lead, change it. I mean, that's just like it obviously helps with conversions because we're really good at what we do, but it also helps with confidence dramatically too. And that's true whether you're a freelancer or you're a business owner or you're the employee of a business owner and you've been put in the mastermind. And because the group is so high level, what's cool and so engaged, you have other people coming in all the time too. So people, maybe somebody asked about an upsell and then Jay DeBolt, who spoke at our last event, he runs Credit Secrets with Larry King. They're doing $50 million a year on TV ads. And Jay's like an upsell master, gets 40, 50% take rates on his upsells. And he'll come in and be like, hey, here's what I would do. And it's awesome. You're getting like really good feedback from Justin, myself, and the rest of the community. And that's the most valuable part of the mastermind, in my opinion. Because again, like you just have a set of eyes on everything you're doing. In addition to all that, one thing in the members area, you get the videos and the recordings of our previous events. So we don't sell those. You can't buy the recordings of our live mastermind in Austin or a live event in Vegas. And we have speakers who are coming and all this stuff. You can only get them in the members area. There's other bonus modules. Like I did a copy intensive in 2018. And the only place in the world you can get those recordings is in the members area. So there's just a ton of stuff there. There are also bi-weekly compliance training calls with Tried and True Media. Tried and True Media is a media buying company. I've used them for stuff. They're really good at Facebook compliance. So members can bring like stuff they're working on and be like, hey, can you go over this and help us to make it more Facebook compliant? Because that was a huge pain point, especially, it still is, but especially when we were launching in 2019, of guys who are selling health supplements or, you know, even biz op is the same thing, right? You think you're making income claims and you can't and all that. So having that every other week you can get a call if these people were spending 7 figures a month in ad spend and probably even 8 figures a month on it. They're spending a lot and they'll go through and tell you, here's how to make it compliant. And then there's the live events, right? So there's the two live events per year. And at those events for freelancers, like freelancers come, it's amazing because they're going to get clients there. Because we've got, again, it's half freelancers, half business owners. And all the business owners want to hire copywriters. And right, and all the copywriters want to work for business owners. So we in Vegas, we literally had all the business owners. Like if you're hiring, your business owner and you're hiring, can you stand up? And it was a room of about 200 people. Maybe 45 people stood up looking to hire copywriters. We're like, awesome. Okay. So the first time we had them kind of go around the room and say what they're doing, you know, what they're looking for. They all did that. It was great. And then like, awesome. And then on the last day we're talking and we're talking to freelancers and we're like, well, did you talk to this person? Did you talk to that person? And they're like, well, no, I was intimidated, whatever it is. So like, all right, cool. So, and this was, so the last day we were like, okay, we had the business owners get up again, say what they were looking for. And we had them go stand against the wall and kind of organize themselves a little bit by like, hey, if you're in health, you're over here. If you're in finance, you're over here. Biz op, like golf, whatever you're doing, stand here. And now all the copywriters stand up. Now I want you guys to go across the room to the business owners and just actually start talking. So we did that. We probably created, 100 plus, copy gigs and jobs for people in that room, probably created, millions of dollars in value. It was awesome. So that alone is huge for the freelancers, but for the business owners, we're having really high level people who are part of our mastermind coming in and talking. So like Jay presented, all these different people presented. And so the events are really valuable. And obviously we're pitching to join the mastermind to people who bought tickets at the events. And the last thing I would say is that you're getting is the network. Like I started calling it Justin and I's $1 billion network, which it is because, well, A, the people in Copy Accelerator are combined grossing over $1 billion. But then it's like, I'm lucky enough to know some billionaires. I know tons of people who are, like deca millionaires and all that shit. And Justin the same way. So it's like, when you join, you get that network. And so if it's at the event, we're like, come up to us and tell us what you need. And we will, I've dragged people and made them talk to each other, right? Like I will facilitate that. And our team will facilitate that as we've gotten bigger. Now our team helps with some of the facilitation. But same thing, you can message me, tell me what you need, and I will connect you to the right people on my network, which is a very large network, just like yours is. So those are the main things that you're getting as far as fulfillment of the mastermind goes.
It's amazing, man. So a couple questions. One, if I join today, do I get access to all the training calls that have happened to date?
Yes.
Since you guys started the mastermind?
Yeah. And that's all in the members area.
What do you use for your members area?
We honestly have just been using ClickFunnels, which is like...
Okay. So for example, like I join right now and I want to see any call you've done about Facebook ads. Is it categorized that way or is it just like the dates and I have to figure out?
It's categorized. We used to have it as the dates and we realized that having them under different categories was much better. Yeah.
Wow. Okay. Awesome. So there's a wealth, but you don't have like a course. Like that's not like, hey, when you join Copy Accelerator, you get my copy course, which is, you know, the 10 module program or whatever. Cause I don't know, I guess business owners don't have time to go through courses, or do you have that? You just don't lean on it.
Well, yeah. Cause I launched my own copywriting course, on like the beginning of May. Mm-hmm. I've sold like, I don't know, 400 copies. It's like $1,000 each. So it's cool. I think, yeah, my goal is to get to 1,000 in the first year. I know you're talking about your copy course and I haven't done any cold traffic for it. It's mostly just been my email list and word of mouth. But honestly, you don't get that course if you join Copy Accelerator. And I've had Copy Accelerator members who still bought the course because they're just so into like everything that I'm teaching. Sure. And they've asked, and I've told them like, you don't have to buy the course because I'm teaching, the framework I teach in this course is being taught. Like we've done 3 rounds of calls teaching my RMBC method in Copy Accelerator. And they're like, yeah, I know, but I just want to support you. And like, I like the fact that, you know, it's just another kind of set of training. So I've had maybe 10 or so of the mastermind members bought my course. Mm-hmm. But I kept them separate because A, it's my course and not something I did with Justin. And B, it's sort of, they're just different things. But what I found is a lot of people who bought my course, which is $1,000, then also bought Lite because they couldn't do full. So, you know, it turns out that I've created, like, it's so funny, I'm doing everything backwards, right? Like my whole thing is like a backwards ascension model. Cause like, yeah, I created this course, but now people from the course are joining Lite and would want to join full if they could. And we've got people who bought my course who are on the waiting list for full and all that. So I think a course could totally be valuable. But I've treated them as separate things.
No, I love it, man. That's awesome. So here's the deal. Like what you said is exactly what I found. If I did this, Stefan, I'd have like, you get this course, you get that course, you get this course, and bonus one, bonus two, bonus three, bonus four. It'd be like bajillion things where I'm looking at what you're saying and it makes sense to me. As a business owner, I just don't have time for all that. Like I just want, you know, the meats and potatoes. And it's like, hey guys, look, simple. You get the weekly calls and you get the Facebook group. There's some other stuff that goes on too in the live events, but really if you can commit to being on the weekly calls, and I'm sure most, like out of your 100 plus members you have, how many actually show up on the weekly calls?
You know, it definitely varies, but it's between about 50 and 70.
Okay. So I mean, it's a pretty good number, but still.
I think it's pretty good.
Yeah. I mean, I bet you a bunch of members just get enough value out of their Facebook group alone.
They do. And a lot of them are overseas and do watch the replays. And I'm always surprised because there's people I think aren't that involved. And we've like polled or surveyed our members and they're like, I watch every recording. I just can't make the live call. So there's a lot of people who are watching the recordings too. Yeah.
Man, that's awesome. Stefan, I got everything I needed, dude. I got a lot of ideas. Like I've been thinking about this and you started, I didn't anticipate us starting there. I just thought you'd assume, oh, we're doing a copywriting mastermind. Here's what we throw in there. But I've genuinely thought about this for a long time and you started right with defining what is it that's going to be the big takeaway for your members. Cause that's what a copywriter would do, right? Like what's the big idea? What's the, how are you going to sell this thing? What's the promise? And I've struggled with that for a while, except I really feel good about where we landed. And that was such a great exercise for anyone who's watching, because I'm telling you, I don't care what niche or what space you're in. There is something there to be said for you. And if you don't feel like you're the person that's going to provide that, well, could the network aspect be what you lean on, right? Could you partner with someone who provides that brings that to the table and you get to be the marketer and get to be, or could your special knack be that you bring the people together? So now all of a sudden the value being provided to the person who's buying in isn't necessarily what you provide them, but it's what the group as a collective provides them. So that's a great thing for everyone to think through, but there you go. I mean, look, you know, you get 30 people to pay 30 grand. That's almost a million, 35 people to pay 30 grand. And I think that's $1 million a year. Yeah. And the whole year you just had to sell 35 people versus, you know, you have a course for $1,000, you got to sell 1,000 people, $1,000 course. So something to be said about that as a business model. It's pretty awesome and definitely something I want to add to my business. Okay, Stefan, before we forget, how can people stalk you? How can people get to know you, follow you? How can they go through all those hoops that you're going to put in front of them to get on your list? I want people, if you're listening right now, if you're watching, seriously, follow this man. It's pure brilliance and any way he says, and give him money too. Pay him lots of money. So Stefan, where can people go?
Well, I appreciate that. Yeah, best things to do, get on my email list. If you go to my website, which is stefanpaulgeorgi.com, I'm sure you can link to it in the show notes or something like that. But that's my main domain. If you just go /subscribe, that's how you can get to the opt-in for my email list.
What was the URL? One more time. Give the URL one more time.
So stefanpaulgeorgi.com. stefanpaulgeorgi.com/subscribe. Best way to do it. My email list is awesome. I'm doing all kinds of cool stuff. I'm doing a weekly call-in radio show via Zoom right now, which I'm loving, which is where people come on and they can ask questions about freelancing, copywriting, mindset, all this stuff. And I answer it. Then I'm putting them on YouTube. If you want to come on and like ask me questions and talk to me live, like I send the link out to my list, like a bunch of stuff I'm doing through my email list. It's really the best central hub. You can find me all over the place, but yeah, that's the easiest way to get in contact with me.
I love it, man. Well, listen, everyone, get involved. Go subscribe to the email list. Anything else? Any other URLs, social media, anything where you're active, where people can track?
You know, I mean, you'll find me. If you search my name, you'll find me, man. LinkedIn, Facebook. I'm most active on Facebook and LinkedIn, but you know, again, if you get on the list, you'll get exposed to all of that. And dude, I you can tell I love talking about this stuff, man. So it didn't even feel like a podcast. It just felt like two friends talking business. And I'm really honored that you had me on. It was a lot of fun to get to discuss this stuff with you.
No, I appreciate you doing it. I had major ahas. And I always say this, I'm very blessed about this podcast because I'm able to get individuals like yourself on. And I'm always, you know, I will say I've been doing this for 17 years. I've seen and done a lot. And for me to be able to finish an episode and walk away with like, oh my God, I got ideas. I got to do this. I got to do that. My biggest problem right now is I get in trouble from my wife because every time I get done with the podcast, I want to launch a new business and I have new ideas. And she's like, all right, enough of this stuff. So Stefan, thank you. Has been absolutely just crazy powerful. Listen, for those of you listening, we will put the URL in our show notes. If you're watching on YouTube right now, it's in the description below. Listen, come on, you got to leave Stefan a comment. Go back, go to the comments below, subscribe to the channel, hit the little thumbs up icon, click whatever you can. If you're listening on iTunes or whatever, go please subscribe to the podcast, onicpodcast.com for all the different places that we are and leave us a review. Stefan, thank you so much. Seriously, it just means a lot to me. I cannot wait to have you back again in the future. I'm going to make it out to the next event, actually. So if nothing else, you sold me on being at the event.
Awesome.
You know, I didn't realize, I honestly thought the event was only for people that are part of your mastermind. So I didn't realize that we could come out. All right, everybody, there you go. As I always say, when life pushes you, stand straight, smile, and push it the heck back. Go out there and fight for your dreams. Go out there and make it happen. We got another amazing idea today. There, listen, on this podcast, I mean, you don't have an excuse, all right? We give you plenty of ways to go out there and impact the world, change lives, including yours. Stefan, thank you. The rest of you, thank you very much. This is Onyx Noah signing off. Until next time, see you later.
Thanks for listening to The Fighting Entrepreneur with your host, Onyx Singhal.